Raimi's Bar is one of three year-round, open-to-all bars in Wrangell. There are also a handful of members-only clubs and seasonal establishments that serve alcohol, but if you think of just a plain old bar, there's only three. And Raimi's decided to go smoke-free on New Year's Day of this year. Raimi Privet is the owner of Raimi's. He says he made the decision not for the stereotypical reason.
It's more of a trend. It had nothing to do with health. My employees down there, they've never voiced an opinion either way.
There are towns where going smoke-free would be an obvious choice, but Wrangell isn't one of them. If you walked into a bar here on any given day, you'd probably see a cigarette in many, and sometimes the majority, of customers' hands. But the state and the country are following a different trend.
You know, it's just kind of the way the world's going. I think very shortly you're going to see that the state of Alaska is going to do this. Palmer just went smoke-free. I know in Wasilla, there's two bars up there that you can still smoke in, and Anchorage is smoke-free, Juneau smoke-free, Petersburg smoke-free. I mean, it's just the way it's going.
Privet says it's an idea he's considered for a long time, but when he bought the bar 6 years ago and a possible smoking ban throughout town was on the table, he chose to vote for allowing smoking because of the stringent regulations that come with being smoke-free.
I wasn't against a smoke-free bar. What I was against was all the stuff that went along with it. If somebody got caught in there, the bartender would be fined, the bar would be fined.
He says he hopes that being in front of the possible future trend here will perhaps give Raimi's some room to help shape its own smoke-free policies.
Right now, we're just asking people to step outside and have a cigarette. Other towns, you have to be 20 feet away from any opening. And all we're trying to do, we're not police, we're just bartenders. We're just trying to make it so everybody can enjoy it. And if you're going to smoke, we just ask you to go outside. To me, it's not a big deal. And I've talked to a lot of smokers and they say it's not a big deal to them.
Privet says he does worry about losing old business, but he says he's seeing a lot of new faces in the bar since the ban went into effect. The choice to start in the middle of winter was also deliberate. Privet says it is a slow time for business anyway, so it's a good time to test out a new system. And yes, this is a test, but Privet says he hopes his bar can afford to stay smoke-free.
I've wanted to try it for a while. I'm not sure if I can say it's going to be permanent because this is my livelihood and I'm not going to lose myself if this doesn't work. But so I guess you could say we're testing it out, but I really want to stay smoke-free. It's kind of nice.
Privet says Raimi's will still sell tobacco products like the other bars and liquor stores in town. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.